Our son has a very technical mind, and a lot of times when he's talking to you, I'm going, right, yeah, now say that again, and I don't have a clue. Not a clue. I don't know anything medical, anything electronic. I don't operate any of the equipment in the office. I do type the newsletter every 6 or 7 times a year, but I'm not a technical mind. I'm a Bible person. And the only way you're going to be a Bible person and have any understanding is to lean on the Spirit of God that's on the inside. He's on the inside, and He's going to teach you. And you have to go to that Ephesian prayer every now and then and say, Lord, teach me. Bring me understanding. Bring me revelation. Help me to see. Empower me to know. You know, but it doesn't help to know if you don't do. You knew that, right? You know, if somebody tells you something, you say, well, I knew that. And I know they're thinking, and what did you do? Turn to James, final chapter. We're going to allow the Word to work in us today. Working on the inside, working on the inside. I'm going to draw you a picture eventually, so I'll have to have the black and the red markers. Thank you so much. This is, he and Suzanne is my technical staff. Somebody asked me a question about the books or something. I said, I don't know. Ask Suzanne. Suzanne's worked with me over 20 years. Very trustworthy, very efficient.
I need to get the eraser.
And if she can't fix it, her daddy or Joel will come fix it. Now, we've talked about how to be healed. You can be healed by the Word, just by believing the Word. And that's what happened to the centurion who came on behalf of his servant. Said his servant, Matthew chapter 8, was grievously tormented. That word servant is a word for a child. So he had a child probably born in his household that he was quite fond of, and he wanted to be healed. And he sent some men to get Jesus, and Jesus said, I will come. And he said, no, tell him not to come. Tell him to speak the word only, and my servant will be healed. Speak the word only. He had such faith and confidence in what thus saith the Lord and what God has now written to us. He wouldn't have had a copy, but what God has written to us, and his confidence is in the word. That's the highest realm of faith. But if you need more help than that, and most people do, you can be healed by touch, by the flow of the anointing. The anointing is fourfold. First of all, it's stored. When the woman with issue of blood touched Jesus' garment, the garment had saturated and been stored from the body of Jesus into the garment. She didn't have to touch his body. God anoints people. Jesus was anointed without measure. That means he was anointed as apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. He had all 5 offices. He had the full anointing. We are anointed by measure. I'm not a pastor. I'm not a prophet. I'm not an evangelist. I'm a Bible teacher, and I'm anointed to teach. It's not that when I first got started, you know, there wasn't a spot for me anywhere. I've been here all these years. And the Lord spoke to me and said, occupy till I come. Now, that's the best advice the Lord can give you. Do something. And so I worked in a prayer team that did nurseries for a while. I worked in Kids Zone as a substitute for 5 years. They wanted a substitute, and what they really wanted was someone who would show up. Yeah. Oh, I said, wow, yes. I can do that. I did prayer groups for a long time. I taught ladies Bible study for a while. We had house-to-house Bible study for a year. I did that. I was not called to do all those things, but I was called to occupy. Yes. I was called to stay busy in the kingdom. And so that's what I did. And finally, the spot opened to me, which is really the anointing on me, is the anointing to teach, particularly to teach healing. Now, in the final chapter, verse 14, it says, is any sick among you? On today's market, that's a ridiculous question. You might as well say, is anybody here well? A pastor on television, he asked, if you're sick, you stand to your feet and we're going to pray for you. And what he was going to do is the people around you were going to pray for you. But there was nobody around you that wasn't standing. It was an amazing scene. So he said, well, you sick people pray for one another. and that's how it went. But it's amazing. He says, anybody here sick? As if maybe there wasn't any sick people there. See, you need to set your sights high. You believes God big, he be's big. You believes him small, he be small. A little lady told me that. That was from, I think, Jamaica. She said, you believes God big, he'll be big. You believes God small, he'll be small. Amen. So if you set your sights high, and know that the word is going to work in you, and the healing power of God is going to work in you, the anointing is going to work in you. And when the woman with the issue touched the hem of his garment, the anointing that was stored saturated his body and flowed into that cape, into his garment, flowed into her. Now, it doesn't say she was healed by the power of God. It doesn't say my power has healed you. It was the power, but the power is dormant without the faith to move it. And Jesus said to her, my faith, your faith. He didn't even say my faith. He said, your faith has made you whole. And so the anointing that was stored in him was transported into her through her faith. And the anointing can be measured out. When Elijah was going to die, he asked Elisha, what can I do for you? And he said, I want a double portion of the anointing. So the anointing comes in quantities, and only Jesus was anointed without quantity. That's why things happen so instant for him that take a little more time here. Now, when you get hands laid on you for anything, you have a responsibility to keep that anointing stirred by your faith. See, most people, they get hands laid on him and they go home and they're glad for that, but they never think of it again. But every single day you think, oh, on Sunday morning the anointing was ministered to me. It's working mightily in my body. And your faith is going to keep that anointing alive. It's going to keep that which is stored and now in you. It's going to keep it moving and working. You've got to constantly, faith always has a voice. That doesn't mean you have to talk to the world. But you do have to talk to yourself, and you have to talk to the Lord. So the anointing that was in me. Now, one man was totally healed. He was in a wheelchair. He was crippled. He doesn't walk at all, and hadn't in a long time. And his family bathed him every morning. They dressed him every morning. They fed him his breakfast. They left him in the den. Monday night, they took him to a meeting. They laid hands on him, and nothing happened. See, I've heard people say that. Well, that didn't work. No, it was working till you opened your big mouth. Can I say it that way? I'm from Auburndale. He kept saying, he said, all day Tuesday, he said, well, Monday night, the anointing was ministered to me and it's working in me. Monday night, the anointing was ministered to me and it's working in me. So I said it all day long, thousands of times. And then Wednesday got up, no change. Absolutely the same. So he did the same thing. When you're doing the right thing, you don't quit doing the right thing. The word is working. The anointing is working. The power is working. The power of the tongue is working. The word will work if you keep saying it. And the anointing will work if you keep honoring it. And so Wednesday, about lunchtime after lunch, he said he had a tingle kind of in his feet. And he kept thinking, I bet I could stand up. He doesn't stand up. He doesn't walk. He doesn't move. They get him out of bed every morning and do everything for him. But about part of the afternoon, he thought, you know, I believe I will stand up. I think I can. And he stood up, but he didn't stand up for a few seconds. And then he had to sit back down because his weakness had been sitting all those years. But by the time the family came in for supper, he was running through the family room. Wow. He kept the anointing alive through his faith. He said, the anointing was ministered to me on a Monday night. Now, pastor's famous sermon here, you know what it was? I do. Say it till you see it. Isn't that right? Say it till you see it. So I wanted instant. Me too. But faith and patience inherits the promise. If you get instant, that's terrific. If you don't get instant, you don't quit, you don't give up, you don't surrender. So you can be healed strictly by faith in the Word, by saying the Word says I'm healed and I'm healed. God watches over His Word to perform it. He's not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, shall he not do it? Hath he spoken, shall he not make it good? God's word will work. But you have to work the word. You have to embrace the word. You have to confess the word. I said, I want this to be easy. What did you want? This is easy. He didn't ask you to run a mile a day. There's a lot of things he could ask. He said, I could heal you if you'd every day walk around the block 5 times. No, he said, just keep saying it. Just keep saying it. Now, you can be healed through prayer. And that's where we're going today. I just wanted to review the anointing for you. It's measured. It's stored. It's transported. The prayer of faith shall save the sick. That's verse 15, the final chapter. The prayer of faith doesn't say it might. It could. I hope it does. Give it a shot. You never know. It could work for you. It says the prayer of faith, what? Shall save the sick. It's bigger than that. And the Lord shall raise him up. And if he committed sins, they shall be forgiven. I love those shalls, which is a will we would say will, same thing. The prayer of faith shall save the sick, shall raise him up, and if you've committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. You remember the man who got the gift of healing that we talked about, and you can be healed by a gift, but the gifts don't operate by faith. You can't operate a gift. God either sends it or he doesn't. And I have a clue for you. He knows exactly what to do. Amen. And so he came to the man at the pool of Bethesda. You remember he said, will you be healed? He said, well, I haven't got anybody to help me get in the pool. There's no faith in him. And Jesus said, well, get up. That's wonderful, isn't it? Will you be healed? No, I can't. Well, get up. That's a gift. Well, they found him and asked him why he was healed on the Sabbath, and who healed him, and he didn't know. He didn't know who Jesus was. He didn't know who had healed him. He said, I don't know. When Jesus came to him, he said, sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you. Something he had indulged in had either triggered this or made it worse. Now, that's not always the case, and if it is your case, you'd know that. Repent and go on. He said, sins shall be forgiven. And that's why I wanted to point that out to you. James 5:15. Thank you. You're quite welcome. The prayer of faith shall save the sick. Now look at Mark 11:24 and let me show you the prayer of faith. The prayer of faith shall. It shall, it will, it will, it will, it will, it shall, it shall. Hallelujah. 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 Mark 11:24. Verse 22 says, have faith in God. Have faith in God. Well, if you have faith in anything, you're going to talk about it. If you have a favorite brand of dog, you know, a favorite dog species, you're going to talk about it. If you have a favorite recipe, you're going to talk about it. If you have a favorite sport, when I call, my sister calls me every night at 10 o'clock, I can tell you which. I say, what are you doing? I might as well say, what are you watching? But she has favorite teams and favorite players. And she talks about them. Did you know last night they went over 11 innings? You know how I know that? I got my report at 10 o'clock. It's okay to be enthused as long as it's not at the top of your list. You have to be enthused about the word of the living God and know the words you put in that you honor is going to rescue you. Now bring me this little item. I promised this. Were y'all here when I promised you a toaster?
Yes.
This is an ancient toaster. It opens like this. And it only heats on one side. And it doesn't have a cord. So if it's not plugged in, it ain't working. Now, do you see? While this side is heating, this side over here is not heating. This side is toasting. When you take it out, you know when you're going to take it out? When you open the door and look at it and flip it out, think, eh, it's not done enough. You put it back in, or it is done enough. It's your vision. It's not going to jump out at you. Are you getting this? I'm tying this in with the word real good, yeah. If I can. Yeah. Now, when you take it out, you like that side, you got to turn it over. Mm-hmm. Toast the other side. Or you can put it on this side and then turn it over and put it in this side. Is that the cutest little thing? Yeah. I love old.
Oh,
now, it has to have heat. These coils heat. They heat. See, sometimes you're not heating the word. The word is not red hot in your being. Thank you, dear. I had my technician climb on top of the cabinet and get that down for you. Because I told you I would. The word has to be hot in your heart. It has to be heated. You'll have to go over it and go over it. Because faith is hearing the word, digesting the word. Faith is camping out around the word. You know, if you go camping, heaven forbid. You go camping. I'm not opposed to you going camping. If you go to camping, you want a campfire, especially if it's breezy, the weather's cold. You want a campfire. And you know what? You just don't let it die down. You keep putting wood on it. Keep stirring it up. We have a fireplace. We wanted a fireplace. We light it once every other year. But it is going to die down. Now, it's amazing the word that was so clear yesterday. I'm thinking now, where was that? Where was that? Where was that? And I'll say, Suzanne, look me up that verse that says little faith. It's in Matthew 6, by the way. I couldn't remember. Well, you got to keep the word working. You got to keep it working. You got to keep it working. You got to keep it working. Now, this is how it works. You're a spirit being. And when you get born again, the spirit man has eternal life, and the Holy Spirit comes to live in you. And he has a job description. It's in John 14 and 16. He's to teach you all things, to bring all things to remembrance, to show you things to come. He has a job. That's why when I say, Lord, bring me the spirit of wisdom, revelation, knowledge of the eyes of my understanding, and light, and that's in Ephesians 1, that puts the Holy Ghost to work with my words. I put him to work with my words. I said, I want wisdom, knowledge, understanding. Now, knowledge is an accumulation of facts or data. See, I was raised in church, and we learned the books of the Bible, Genesis, Exodus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua. I can say them all. I can still say them all. But if you ask me, where is Hezekiah, I have to stop thinking. There is a Hezekiah. And then I realize, oh, there's not a Hezekiah, is there? I have to think about it because I have knowledge, but I don't have as much understanding. And if you say Habakkuk, I see that's in the Minor Prophets. 7 chapters. So that's understanding. That means you spent more time in the heat of the word. You spent more time looking. You spent more time reading. Why? Because you can be healed by your faith in the word. You can be healed by your faith in the anointing. The Old Testament says the anointing will break the yoke. Whatever yoke, whatever bondage, whatever ties you down. That's Isaiah 10, maybe 17. It breaks that yoke. Well, it doesn't break the yoke if you're not breaking it with the word. Because it's the word and faith in the word that cause the anointing to flow. And then the prayer of faith. You can't pray the prayer of faith without the word. Where there's faith, there's word. And where there's word, there's voice. Now, you're born again. Here's your physical body. You are a spirit being in a physical body. I was 30 years old before I heard that for the first time, and I was just absolutely startled. It took me weeks and weeks of study to be able to digest that. Now, when I'm in the Word, which is alive, it's living, quickened, it quickens. That's the word alive. It's like your fingernail if you cut it in the quick. And you have the Word of God, and you're reading it and reading it, and the Word is alive. That's what it says. And it's going through the mind into the spirit. You're packing your spirit. Don't worry about your brain. It leaks. Had you noticed that? Huh? Well, after a while, suddenly you have understanding, and wisdom is the power to put understanding to work. When you have wisdom, you know exactly what to do to make this work. Well, after a while, it starts floating back up to the brain. Don't you like those eyes? And it begins to work in your body. It's a process. It can be a fast or slow process. And you know what part of the thing it depends on? It's the time you give it. And see, every time I read the word, I have confidence. And it says God answers prayer. It said prayer will heal the sick. Prayer will heal the sick. Prayer will heal the sick. And I go over that and over that. Now, here's how we're going to pray for the sick. Did you know there are different kinds of prayer? Yes, you did?
Yes.
Now, Abraham didn't pray the prayer of faith. He prayed the prayer of intercession. He interceded for God, Sodom and Gomorrah, and he asked God to save them and to save so many righteous people. But there wasn't any righteous people. Nobody's interested in leaving. Now, nobody, and this is very important to you, nobody in Sodom and Gomorrah asked for prayer. They didn't ask for prayer. They didn't ask for deliverance. But Abraham saw they needed it, and he prayed. And to intercede is to stand in somebody's place. And they don't have to be aware of it. You don't have to tell them. Okay, there's that prayer of intercession. Now, worship is a type of prayer. Worship is prayer. You're not asking for anything. You're celebrating the very presence of God in your life. You're celebrating His Word and what He has done for you. You're worshiping Him, but it's not a prayer that you make. The prayer of faith is a prayer where you have a specific request. You're going to change something. Now, when our roof started years ago, every time it rained, we had roof in the yard. You ever been there? And so we didn't have any money to roof. And at the dinner table, we would have devotions with our children. And when they got restless and they didn't want to do that anymore because they were big, then we turned it over to them. Interesting thing is, they went longer than we did. And they would go over what we had taught them about spirit, soul, and body and other things. Well, at the dinner table, we asked God for the new roof. We're out to change something. The prayer of faith is out to change something, to change something, to deliver something. And we asked him for the new roof. Well, every night, then we thanked him for the new roof. You know, you don't have to remind God. You just really don't have to tell him. You do remember we mentioned a roof to you? His memory doesn't leak like yours and like mine. And over time, a lady sent me a very large check. It wasn't enough for the roof, but it was enough for half of a roof. That's a good beginning. And then we got our income tax. It was pathetic, but it was about a quarter more of a roof. And then my brother called. He was at college, and during the summer, he did whatever job he could find. He had worked for a roofer, and he said, I'm coming home on break, and I can take the shingles off you. Wayne, I can take the shingles off for you. Well, they worked at it, but it was a bigger job than they thought. And so then the roofer, who had agreed just to come put the shingles on, that's all the money we had, buy the shingles, put the shingles on, he said, I got a crew sitting under a tree here. We finished our job early. He said, can we come early? And he said, there'll be no charge to you. I just need to get them working. And that's how we got. But see, every night, once we asked for the roof, we prayed the prayer of faith. The prayer of faith changes things. You want to change your sickness to healing and health. You want to change your poverty to abundant supply. And so you pray. And it says, verse 24, what things soever you desire. The first order of a prayer of faith is a specific desire. This is not a do something, God. A fella came to me, bless his heart. You wouldn't know him. He said, would you pray about this? And I said, certainly. And he said, tell God I have to have it. Tell him I have to have it. I have to have it. You understand? I need this. I have to have it. Now tell God, please, 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 God, please. You can forget it. You just blew the whole thing. I said, God, you'll have to do this for me because he's going to keep coming back. That's how we settled it. And we finally got past that. He came so much that Wayne and I would take turns. I said, isn't it your turn to tell him? It's not my turn again, is it? He just couldn't catch on, but you can't give up on people. Right. And you can't rebuke them so that they're hesitant to let you help them. That won't work. Now, it says that he had a specific request, but he was begging. That won't work. Faith doesn't beg. Faith has the promise of God. It has the Word of God. It's full of the Word of God. The Word of God is working mightily. It's flowing from the Spirit. It's flowing by revelation of the Holy Ghost. It's flowing into your body. It's renewing your mind. And you can be assured that it's working. It's working. It's working. The Holy Ghost is working. He's working. He's working. You know that little ditty? Holy Ghost is working. He's working. He's working. He's working down inside. The Holy Ghost is working. Were y'all raised in that era? No? Yeah? Specific desire. Now, we're going to be back and forth to Mark 11, so if you have a marker, you can put it there. But go over to Psalms 37. Specific desire. Well, that's easy for us. What we want is healing. Healing, healing, healing. Verse 4, Psalms 37, delight thyself in the Lord. Now, when I face the Word, that should be my attitude. You know, when if the Lord says to me, read Leviticus, I'm thinking, I actually teach Leviticus. I actually love Leviticus, so I'm not against Leviticus. But if you get midway through Exodus, you got build this so many inches, that so many inches, up here so many inches, cover this with brass, cover this with gold, cover this with silver. I thought that book was eternal. Yeah. 1 year, I felt I read by inspiration, not read the Bible through, and I'm not against reading the Bible through. I know people that do that and really profit by that. I've just never done that myself. And I felt to read Isaiah. And the first thing I did was see how many chapters is in Isaiah. Because I do not like to read. I am not a reader. And it is long. You knew that. Well, I finally made it to the end of Isaiah, and so help me. I heard so clearly in the Spirit, do that again. I about fell off my chair. Well, I had thought when I read it the first time, it says an awful lot about government and how to pray for government. And I thought, you know, I should remember that. But after a while, I just let it slip by my thinking. So I read it the second time, and I quit halfway through. I said, phew, that is so many words. I do not like to read. I should start saying I love to read. Well, when God spoke to me the third time, that was my first thought was, I bet he wants me to write down all those scriptures on prayer. And by then I'm thinking, if I do that, maybe he'll leave me alone, let me read something else, like Colossians or Love Philemon, you know. What is it, 22 verses or something? So I read it, and I wrote all those things, and I still have all those in categories in my file. All the scriptures that talk about prayer, and the Lord never did say, read. But see, he's doing something in me, and he's doing something through me, and he wants me to digest. He wants me to sit in Isaiah until I get what he's saying to me. And I didn't want to sit there. You know, if you sit by the fire long, I'm cold natured. I didn't wear my sweater in the summer, but I have short sleeve sweaters and sleeveless sweaters. And after a while, even me, sitting by the fire, you think, it is hot in here. That's the purpose of the word, by the way. That's it. It's to heat you up. So we're going to go full of the word, full of the promises on healing. And we're going to ask for something specific. And that says, verse 4, delight yourself. We're delighted with God. We're delighted with Jesus. We're delighted in the word. We're happy, happy, happy. He shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Now what that, listen to me, what that does not say is he'll give you anything you want. It doesn't say that. He'll give you the desires of your heart. That word give is a word to give birth to or to cause. If I'm delighted in the word, there are certain things God wants for me that he wants to do in me that he's going to cause my spirit to grasp. I'm going to have that. And two pastors have said the Lord showed them this. And one said the word give rose up in the air. And then it said cause. Someone that you know. God is going to, as you're in his word, he's going to steer you where he wants you to have understanding and where he wants you to take action. He's going to give you some desires. Now that doesn't mean that you can't have an independent desire. If it's not, here's your clue. Can't be illegal, immoral, or really dumb. We added really dumb because there's so many people. It wasn't illegal, immoral, but lady, that's the dumbest thing you ever ask. But sometimes things just show up. I have a house full of teapots. I never asked for a teapot. I have a house full of clocks. We have Wayne's grandmother's clock, which was made in the 1890s. And then a lady called and said, I feel to give you my clock. Oh, it's a beautiful clock. It's a big wall clock about like this. It's one of the best brands on the market. It's quite a gift. And then a lady called and said, would you like my husband's clock? And I said, I think I was over at her house. And she said, would you like my husband's clock? And then we saw, by then we're addicted to clocks now. And we found this clock on the market. They said it was the 1890s. It's actually a 1920s. German-made, round-topped clock. And then my Uncle Bo died, and he was a clock collector. And I got two of his clocks. I got clocks. You got clocks. All God's people got clocks. I never asked for a clock. God just sent them. One fella said God sent him something, and he said, why did you do that? He said, well, I knew you'd like it. God loves you. He'll give things to you. You don't have to ask for everything. But if you want something specific, if it's according to the word, it says, delight yourself in the Lord. He shall give you. He's going to place certain desires in your spirit. That's what John 15:7 says. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask what it says. You can ask what you will. It doesn't say you can ask what I want you to have. It doesn't say you can ask what I promised. It says, if you abide in me and my words, so you sit by the fire. You keep that toast in the toaster. You can ask what you will, because if you're in the Word, you'll never ask what's illegal, immoral, or really dumb. Your heart will condemn you. It'll say, ah! You know the Holy Ghost, I told you this before, it sounds like your mother. You remember your mother? Ah, 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 ah! She always said, Becky Sue! I'll tell you about my name when we teach the name of Jesus. It's interesting. I was named after people. Commit your way to the Lord. That's the word, roll your burden on the Lord. That's, you can't pray and worry. That's what that means. That word commit, it's probably in the margin of the Bible, it says roll your way upon the Lord. It's the same thing. Cast every care upon Him. Don't worry about anything. Trust in Him and He'll bring it to, He what? He'll bring it to pass. Let me read you this translation. He'll bring it to pass. He'll pull it off. Do you like that or not? I loved that. He'll pull it off. He'll do it. He'll follow through. Amen. And all I have to do is there's certain things that He's going to, desires He's going to give birth to in my heart, as to let that desire guide me and begin to say, see, we didn't ask God, do you think we should have a new roof? Because God is not dumb, and the roof, a lot of it's in the yard and in the shrubbery. But we did ask, because that was our specific desire. The prayer of faith is very, very specific. It's not haphazard. It's not do something, do anything. No, it's I need healing from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. I don't like to leave anything out. But if I can be specific, I said, I need healing. Where would you like healing? In the bottom of my feet. Have you ever had your feet hurt?
Yeah.
We have a foot tub. It's made especially for feet. That's why they call it a foot tub. And when you put your feet in there, and if you stay in that water long enough, your feet are going to wrinkle. And you have to put Epsom salts in it. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Okay. And you stay long enough, your foot is going to wrinkle. If you stay long enough in the Word, it's going to make a difference. Your spirit's going to wrinkle up and say, I got that. I got that. I've got it. I've got it. And it can be your desire, but God's desire is always first. I have the teapot my sister gave me when she was a teenager just beginning to work. That was the first one. I put it on the shelf. And then Wayne's mama sent me a teapot. I put that on the shelf. And then somebody said, oh, you collect teapots? I said, I counted them the other day. It's startling. I have almost 30.
Wow.
Oh my. Now, we don't use them. He'll bring it to pass. He'll do it. He'll pull it off. Now, look back at Mark 11. We have a specific desire. We're full of the Word of God. We meditate in the Word of God. The Psalms 1, Joshua 1, 8 says, night and day. Night and day. That means you're steady at this. If you unplug that toaster before that toast gets done, then you've got... You don't have toast. Wet bread. Maybe. I don't know what you'd have. Soggy bread. You've got to leave the Word in and keep nurturing it and keep nurturing it and keep nurturing it, keep repeating it and keep reading it. Don't unplug. Now, he said, what do you desire? When you pray, believe you receive. When do you believe you receive? When did you get this? The day you saw it or the day you prayed for it? The day you prayed for it. You didn't see a thing. Now, we used to order clothes because Wayne was an odd size at the time. And we'd order clothes from up the country. When we got married, he weighed 129 pounds. And the military fixed that for him. They fattened him right up. He came home at 147, that's right. Isn't it? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So we would order his clothes, and I had an account there, and I'd say, this is number 107, and she'd say, because computers are smart, she'd say, oh, hi, Miss Cumby, how can I help you? And I said, well, we want another pair. And she'd say, okay, what you want? And I said, we want this number. And she'd wait a minute, and she'd say, okay, we have that in the warehouse. It'll go out tomorrow. She says, anything else? I said, yes. They had the best flannel shirts on the market. I said, we want a new flannel. And we want a brown pair and a black pair. And she'd say, okay, those are all in the warehouse. They're going to out, packaged up today. They will be out tomorrow. I never saw them, but I believed they were coming. I believed that. They're coming. They're coming. And in about 3 days, that's how long it took, you know what I did? We don't have a mailbox. We have a post office box. I'll go down to post office. You know what I went for? I expected them to be there. I had never seen them except a picture in a catalog. See, what happens is our faith is geared by our physical senses. I don't feel any better. And I got a news for you. You don't look any better either. Makes absolutely no difference how you feel, how you look. The physical senses, we walk by faith and not by sight. Sight is the whole realm of the physical senses. It isn't a physical sense. It's a promise of God, the fact that you made a specific request and you believed you received it the day you made it. And you can write that anywhere you want. I received this order on March the 1st, 2024. I was healed March the 4th, 2024. I say constantly, something the Lord gave me in the night. My ears do hear, my eyes do see, my heart does function normally. My veins and my arteries are clear of debris, and my joints and my knee work perfectly. All my organs are in one accord because the blood of the Lamb was shed for me. I know, because as you get older, it seems like something always hurts. I don't know if you've noticed that or not, but from the top of my head to the soles of my feet, and if you read Deuteronomy 28, you'll see how you can see that in Deuteronomy 28, from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Now, we have a specific request. We ask God for that specific. We want healing. And if you want healing in whatever, say that. And then you begin to praise the Lord. See, here's the two mistakes we make. We don't praise the Lord till we're looking at it, till we feel better. And then we say, oh, hallelujah. But they praise the Lord. The walls were still, Jericho were still standing. And they praise the Lord because God said, if you go around these walls, they'll fall. Now, that's the dumbest. You just walk around any lake. Take a small lake. Go Lake Wire. It's smaller. And it has sidewalks all the way around. Do you know that? Downtown, Lake Wire. Or Lake Mira. I don't care. Walk round and round and talk to that lake. Take your coat out and hit it. There's no anointing in your coat, probably. It's not going to work. But when I have a promise, when I have the working of the Spirit on the inside, it's working, it's working. The Word is working, the Word is working, the Word is working. That's why we played that song. The Word is working. The Word is working. The Word is working mightily in me, in me. The Word is working mightily. The Word is working mightily. Said, it doesn't seem like it is. It is, or God lies. He's not a man that he should lie. Neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, shall he not do it? God didn't lie to you. And he said, believe you receive. And you notice the future tense, you shall have. Once you believe, you receive. It's yours today in the realm of the Spirit. It's coming from the Spirit to you. It belongs to you. And it manifests in the realm of the natural over time. Now, here's how this works. Here's the day you made the request. Let's make the request on the 1st of March. And you prayed. And you wanted healing. Where do you want healing? Let's heal a pancreas. Want to do that?
Sure.
Okay. You want healing in your pancreas. Or your liver, I don't really care. Okay. And you're looking, you don't feel any different. But it said you shall have it. It says you believe you have it. And guess when it comes? This is my birthday, so why not? March 24th. I believed it here. I saw it over here. I felt it over here. Said, what are you going to do right here? Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Lift our hands to heaven and praise the Lord. That's prayer of faith. Said, but I didn't want to wait. My sciatic nerve, you know where that nerve is? It jumped ship. Until recently, that's the most pain I've ever been in. Tremendous, tremendous pain. And once they do all the tests on you and tell you what it is, then they basically give you no solution. And so, I mean, they give you antibiotic and other things. So I'm home on the sofa in ice packs, day after day after day. And I found out about pain pills. They don't take the pain away. They take you completely away. I couldn't do that. I can't stand for my mind to jump ship. And in the middle of the night, Wayne would get up and repack the ice packs. I couldn't even get in bed for a while. But the word is working. I thought sooner would be better. But it didn't happen sooner. But it did happen. That's years ago. I came to teach. I think I was doing ladies Bible study at the time. Anyway, I've done everything. I did altar calls where I've done everything. Except teenagers. Don't do teenagers. And I came to teach. And I used to stand and teach. Till a lady said, why don't you sit and teach? I said, no, I always stand. She said, I always sit. I think you should sit. So I've been sitting ever since. And she's not even here anymore. Sitting for her, though. I like sitting. And then I'd have my water and my pill in the car. And as soon as I got through, you wouldn't catch me. I'm gone to the car to take my pill and go back to my ice and my sofa. Day after day after day after day. Until one day I thought, you know, my back doesn't hurt today. That's amazing, isn't it? And you're looking. You're so afraid, you're thinking it's going to hurt again any minute. Why don't you stay in faith? Why don't you stay anchored? I couldn't even read my Bible. I'd say, Wayne, read me the 91st Psalm. I couldn't. I just was a basket case. I was in so much pain. And then he'd put on Tom Davis. He reads to you. He's a great reader. John Hagee will read to you. Joel Osteen's mother will read to you. There's a lot of readers out there. And so when he's not reading, Tom Davis is my favorite. He would read to me. It's because he reads a while and sings a while. That's why I like him. And he would read to me. And one day I thought, it's working. We love physical evidence. We just love physical evidence. Just love to feel better, look better. And it stayed, and it was there tomorrow. I felt better tomorrow, and I felt better next week, and next month I felt better. And years later, I still feel better. The word is working. It works when you pray. It works when you speak. It works when you command a mountain to come down. It works and keeps the anointing flowing. The reason you didn't get healed when somebody laid hands on you because you never thought about it again. Isn't that right? I know that. You never thought of it again. The word is working. The prayer of faith will heal the sick. You have to stay in faith. I like evidence it's working. It's working. It's working. Say loud, it's working.
It's working.
The word is working. It's working. Praise the Lord, it's working. It's working. It's working. They went around the wall of Jericho 7 days. So we know you're least going to have to say this for how long? How long? Prayer of faith will save the sick. And you hang in there till you get it. It might come the same day. If it doesn't, you don't quit.